The Light of Scriptures to be Cherished, April 9. O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill, and to thy tabernacles. The Holy Spirit must work on the hearts of the teachers of God's Word, that they may give the truth to the people in the clear, pure way that Christ Himself gave the truth. He revealed it, not only in His words, but in His life. Men in this age of the world act as if they were at liberty to question the words of the Infinite, to review His decisions and statutes, endorsing, revising, reshaping, and annulling, at their pleasure. If they cannot misconstrue, misinterpret, or alter God's plain decision, or bend it to please the multitude and themselves, they break it. We are never safe while we are guided by human opinions, but we are safe when we are guided by thus saith the Lord. We cannot trust the salvation of our souls to any lower standard than the decision of an infallible judge. Those who make God their guide, and His word their counselor, follow the lamp of life. God's living oracles guide their feet in straight paths. Those who are thus led do not dare judge the word of God, but ever hold that His word judges them. They get their faith and religion from His word. It is the guide that directs their path. It is a light to their feet, and a lamp to their path. They walk under the direction of the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. He whose tender mercies are over all His works, makes the path of the just as a shining light, which shines more and more unto the perfect day. We have light on the Scriptures, and we shall be held accountable for all the light not cherished. The works of many do not harmonize with the truth they have received. There is far too much of the human element brought into our plans. We do not depend upon the Holy Spirit to work with its transforming energy upon the heart and life. We are deficient in faith, which is invincible and mysterious. The efficacy of truth is weakened by the course of those who do not purify their souls by obeying the truth. The secrets of the Lord are with them that fear Him and keep His covenant. We need faith in God, that under the sanctifying power of God's Word, the principles of human brotherhood may be manifested. We need the Holy Spirit's guidance. Its power upon mind and heart will enable us to present the truths of God's holy word. Sound doctrines brought into actual contact with human souls will result in sound and elevating practices. The truth as it is in Jesus must be cherished. Then Christians will not be Christians in name only. The love of Christ will pervade their lives.